And I guess it goes back to those electoral reforms that you were talking about for other groups.
Hi, this is Danette Gorman from HelpSyriasKids.org. We are connecting the Hudson community with a Syrian refugee camp in Ketermaya, Lebanon. You're listening to WGXC ACRA.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Mid-Hudson Cable, serving Columbia, Greene, and Southern Albany counties with digital cable, high-speed internet, and cable phone services for homes and businesses since 1971. Mid-Hudson Cable. All the right connections on the web at mhcable.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Kurt Wayman of Theater Consultants Collaborative. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a WGXC sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to WGXC.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
Tuesday, September 22nd, tune into all sorts of special programming on Creative Community Radio, WGXC 90.7 FM. Catskill's Corey McClaskland has the Forgotten Geek Show at 11 a.m. with entertainment news, music from past decades, special features, and more. Then at noon, Rob Saffer has all kinds of new music on his Overlooked Show, live from Ulster County, with new tracks from Halu Mergia from Ethiopia.
Naked you clothe me. They will know us by our love.
Can't imagine how it felt as you lay there, through the dark, through the heat, through the cold, with your friend by your side, held his hand and watched him die, and you cried as you prayed for his soul.
I can't imagine how it felt as you stood there, through the winds that would just not go away. Kiss my wife, tell my son, my work on earth is done. You're the one that can still hear them say, oh.
Is there anybody out there listening? And does anybody know my name? No, my friend, we were not there, but we're here and we care. And yes, we feel your pain.
Oh, yeah.
And yes, we feel your pain.
I can't imagine how you felt as you sat there, trying to hide the fear upon your face.
Sometimes the earth begins to cry, and you ask the preacher why. Tonight we can hear the children say, hear them say.
Is there anybody out there listening?
Anybody?
And does anybody know my name? No, my friend, we were not there, but we are here and we care. And yes, we feel your pain.
Yeah. Is anybody out there listening? I know you're out there. I'm glad to hear. I'm glad to know that you here, that I'm here. We're back, WGXC. That was Are You Listening? A project by Mr. Kirk Franklin and others, United for Haiti. And God is listening. So you keep talking to him, all right? You keep talking to him. I listened to that song during the week, and I wanted to open up with that today, because sometimes it may seem like, you know, nobody's hearing us and nobody's listening, or God even is not listening. But that's just a reminder and an assurance. And, you know, there's so many people that are hurting today. Oh, my gosh. And if we can do or say something, play something that will help lift the spirit, that's what we want to do, because we do know there is a bright side. There is a bright side. If we just hold on and don't quit in the dip, we're going to see that the light's still shining. You know, I'm thinking of our brothers and sisters on the West Coast and the western part of the state, and those who are really being tried by fire. And letting you all know, those of you who have family members and relatives out there, or even those who might be listening, might be tuning in, that we are thinking about you and we are praying for you, and snaps and claps to your resilience and to your spirit of I won't die, I won't give up, I won't give it, I won't quit. We are praying your strength. We're lifting you up. We want to snap and clap to the firefighters and the first responders. We want to snap and clap to those organizations and ministry groups that are going out to help with the cleaning and the rebuilding and the feeding. And it's just a wonderful, wonderful thing. And in America, that we have such a spirit, we got to remember that is the core of the spirit that is here. And that is what we connect to. So yes, we're listening. And I know you're listening too. And God is listening, beloved. And when we think of all of those things that God is yet in the midst of tragedy doing, I give snaps and claps. So beloved, we are here. We are here for sharing and for caring. And we bring these songs for spiritual food for your mind, your body, your heart, your soul. And we have about 20 minutes of nonstop, kind of nonstop. I may interject here and there, but it's going to be back-to-back music, back-to-back music. We have Not the Time or the Place. Yeah, Mr. Marvin Sapp on fire. He's on fire, y'all. This is an oldie but a goodie, Not the Time or the Place. Can't give up. This is not the time. This is not the place. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus by Mr. Timothy Wright, Bishop Timothy Wright, the Katrina song. Then, oh God, we have Solid Rock by Miss Tasha Cobbs. She's one of the hot artists of our generation, similar to a Shirley Caesar of her time. And then we have Something Special. I ain't going to talk about that yet. but, you know, whatever you're doing, take it in, relax, chillax. God's got us.
Your faith. This is not your place of destiny. Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. It's a part of life that everyone goes through. Sometimes come on, clap your hands and give the Lord some praise. Want to tell you a little story. There was an old mother who lived in New Orleans who was displaced by Hurricane Katrina. She lost everything that she had, a home, car, family. And when they evacuated her, they sent her to a shelter between New Orleans and Baton Rouge. And while she sat there on a cot that they had provided for her, she had been without food and water and the necessities, and she began to cry. She started to shed tears. But while she was crying, she thought on the goodness of the Lord. And she started singing this little song. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Come on, help me say that. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. I need some help.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Come on, lift your voice and say, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Come on. Jesus, Jesus. Well, a young man walked up to her and said, Mother, why are you calling on Jesus? Shouldn't you be calling on FEMA? Shouldn't you be calling on the Red Cross, Salvation Army? Or better yet, shouldn't you be calling on President Bush and Cheney and those? And she said, son, you don't understand. There's a reason why I'm calling on that name. Because that's the name that's above every name. And she said, there's a reason why I'm calling on that name, Jesus. And you know what she told that young boy? She said, come here, let me tell you why I call on that name. Savior, Savior, Savior. Come on, help me say that.
Savior, Savior, Savior.
Anybody know him as the Savior?
Savior, Savior, Savior.
What's his name?
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Come on, help me say Savior.
Savior, Savior, Savior.
Everybody lift your voice. Savior. Oh, he's the Savior.
Savior, Savior, Savior.
What's his name? Yeah.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Well, about that time, the paramedics was rushing by with a stretcher. They had an old man on the stretcher that had a seizure because he couldn't get his medication and his prescription. And she stopped him and said, where are you taking this man? They said, we're trying to get him over to the triage unit and get him some medical attention. She said, let me look at him. And while she was looking at the old man, a young girl came up with a baby in her arm, and the baby had a fever. She said, let me look at the baby too. And the young boy said, why you want to look at these folk? Why you want to look at these folk? You know what she told him? Healer, healer, healer. That's what the old mother said.
Healer, healer, healer.
I wish y'all would help me say that up in here. Come on.
Healer, healer, healer.
What's his name?
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Anybody know him as a healer? Come on.
Healer, healer, healer.
Why don't you wave your hand and say healer?
Healer, healer, healer.
Yeah, he's a healer. What's the Lord's name?
Jesus, Jesus.
Well, about that time, there was a big commotion over by the exit door. folks was rushing over to the exit door to see what was going on. They was making a lot of noise, and somebody sent a note, and it said there were 3 tractor trailers out there with food, water, and medicine, and mother started to really cry now. She really lost it now. And then somebody else sent another note, said there were 2 more tractor trailers that just showed up with dry clothes and Pampers and all the other stuff that they needed. And mother just lost it. She just started boo-hooing all over the place. And the young boy walked up to mother and said, "Mother, why are you crying now? You ought to be rejoicing. You ought to be shouting and rejoicing. Why are you crying now?" She said, "Son, once again, you don't understand." You know what she told him? She lifted up her hands. She said, "Thank you, thank you, thank you. Come on, y'all, help me here. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Anybody want to tell him thank you? What's his name? Jesus, Jesus. Why don't y'all help me tell him thank you? Come on, y'all.
Thank you, thank you.
Has he done anything for you? You want to tell him thank you? Oh, thank you, Jesus. Yeah, what's his name? Jesus, Jesus. Come on, lift your hands all over the building. Thank you. I want to tell him thank you. Oh, I want to tell the Lord thank you. Let me come a mighty long. Jesus, 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 he's a strong tower. He's a shelter in a time of storms. Be there when things go wrong, yeah. There's power in that name, yes it is. Healing in that name, yeah, yeah. Somebody ought to call him by his name, Jesus. Sing it one more time, Jesus. Jesus.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Yes, Lord. In the midst of trouble and ever-present help. Thank you, Lord.
In that name, yeah. He's a way maker. He's a heart fixer. He's a burden bearer. Yes, he is. Hey, touch somebody and say, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Praise the Lord's name, Father. Your consistent reputation is what holds me in place. So today, I'll tell the
You are listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Accra, Hudson, and Catskill, New York, and all around the globe by stream. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, and this is There Is a Bright Side Somewhere, right here with me and Mr. Randall Martin and WGXC. And we're talking about the solid rock, our solid rock. His name is Jesus.
You are solid.
Oh, yes. Talking about solid rock. Solid rock. Solid rock. There's a song, "On Christ the Solid Rock I Stand. All other ground is sinking sand. When darkness veils his lovely face, I rest on his unchanging grace. Through every high and stormy gale, my anchor holds within the veil. On Christ the Solid Rock I Stand." Just for clarification, if somebody didn't know what Sister Tasha Cobbs was singing about. Well, beloved, so I'm here with my spiritual social commentary, and I want to shout out to all of my Jewish brothers and sisters. We are on the last day of Rosh Hashanah, and we recognize this day of awe, this season of introspection and repentance that started on Friday or Thursday evening and through Friday and Saturday and closes out today. And although Rosh Hashanah closes out today, the High Holy Days continue for 10 days from the beginning of Rosh Hashanah right up into Yom Kippur. And you know, one thing about my Jewish brothers and sisters, they know how to celebrate. They have 10 days, High Holy Days, 10 days of celebrating the new year, which is also a celebration of God's creating the world, beloved. And then, you know, in the wintertime, they have Hanukkah, and they celebrate that for 7 full days. You know, I tell you, they know how to do it. This Rosh Hashanah is I don't know if it would go down in history for everybody, but I think it's going to go down in history for a few people. And I think perhaps even especially those of the Jewish faith, because on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, we lost a champion from our Supreme Court and a civil rights, women's right, immigrant right champion, Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, affectionately called or known as RBG. And I want to dedicate our few moments in spiritual social commentary to Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. There's a lot of talk in the media about her work as a lawyer, championing. That's what happens this early in the morning, right? Championing women's rights and civil rights and immigration rights. And but I just want to take a moment and remind people that she was also a wife, a mother, a grandmother, an auntie, a mentor, a friend to many people. And so for those who know her up close and personal, I just want to send our condolences to you and thank you for sharing her with the world. And truly, she is a mentor to us all, women and men. Her husband supported her in her college aspirations and into her law practice, study of law that led all the way to the Supreme Court, because she had a strong man that was not threatened, but understood, I believe, as she understood Genesis chapter 1 in both the Judeo and the Christian text that tells us that God made mankind, humanity, in God's own image and gave them, the text tells us, male and female dominion in the earth. And so there was no big him and little her. She didn't have to be the little lady at home birthing babies, right, and staying in the kitchen. He understood that she had gifts and that she had intellect and that she had been given by God the ability to help in the earth have dominion over it. And so I want to shout out to her family and also to her and to her creator, that she came to be with us in the time in which she did and the work that she did while she was here. You know, in Genesis chapter 2, it said that God, in creating, he created the man first. And then he said, "It's not good that man should be alone. I will make him a helpmate, a helpmeet, somebody that is comparable and someone who can do the work and do the labor of having dominion in the earth together. Amen, somebody. And, you know, some people like to translate and interpret that text to relegate the woman to the home, but I don't believe that is what the text or the mind of God was saying. I do believe that it is saying that in the Supreme Courthouse, in the White House, in the courthouse, in the institutions of our community, our nation, our society, that it takes men and women working together to get this thing going the way God planned it. And so I think that she exemplified that, and I think that she left that as a legacy. And I honor and respect that. And I'm excited to see how many people are in the streets today or last night or over the last several days, I'll say, to honor her memory and her work and her legacy, saying with their signs, "We will not let you down. We will not let you down." And so, beloved, I think about, you know, Ruth Bader Ginsburg with great affection, as you can tell. But I don't want to miss that she exited this life to go into eternal reward for her labors without recognizing that she transitioned on Rosh Hashanah, you know, the day of awe. It is also referred to a day of introspection, taking a look inside and at ourselves, right? And the time of repentance. And I do believe that this is a time of repentance for America, that it is a time of America to say that, you know, God, for the things that we have done that have not been pleasing in your sight, we are sorry. And that brings us to the social move of our day, the order of our day, the call for change in our societal order, because it's not all been right. Some of it has been good, very good. And some of it that got us to be good was not so good, not good at all, right? And for those things, we need to just say, God, we're sorry. We're sorry for enslaving Black African people for hundreds of years and building this nation on their backs free of charge and not acknowledging it and not making any restitution. God, we're sorry for subjugating women and not allowing them to take their full place at the side of men working side by side. God, we're sorry for the way we have treated the stranger in our shores. When you tell us not to oppress and to consider the poor and the stranger, God, we're sorry. I do believe. And so in this time of Rosh Hashanah, and that the Lord, you know, allowed her to leave in peace and to come back to God who sent her spirit, let us not bypass the connection. I think it's important for us to see that there is a connection. Ruth Bader Ginsburg may have left us, but God has not left us. God told us, "I will never leave you or forsake you." Tells us that in Deuteronomy 31 and 6 and verse 8, and also in Hebrews 13 and 5. "I will never leave you or forsake you. I will not abandon you." And you know, when things are good, it really doesn't matter who's around. For some of us, particularly people like me who are introverts. Yes, I am. I am an introvert. You know, and but when things are good, you know, you can have a few people around or you can be by yourself and you can enjoy that. You really need somebody to be with you in the trenches, in the thick of it when it's trouble, right? And that's what God is saying. "I will never leave you." So God has not left us. And, you know, we won't let God down. Oh, pray, America, we won't. So, you know, condolences to the families of Ruth Bader Ginsburg, and condolences to all who are mourning the loss of someone that you love during this season, this day. It could have been last night. It could have been early this morning. It could have been last week. It could have been last year or some years ago, and you still have that pain and that hurt. But, beloved, remember, God has not left you, right? There is still work to carry on, and his light is still there. So that's my social commentary for today. a blessed Rosh Hashanah to everyone. And I have some words that I want to share for inspiration and encouragement from Mr. Charlie Chaplin. We're going back into the past, way back. But he was wise. He was also rich. Hear these words from the dictator, Mr. Charlie Chaplin.
I don't want to rule or conquer anyone. I should like to help everyone if possible. Jew, Gentile, black man, white. We all want to help one another. Human beings are like that. We want to live by each other's happiness, not by each other's misery. We don't want to hate and despise one another. In this world, there's room for everyone, and the good earth is rich and can provide for everyone. The way of life can be free and beautiful, but we have lost the way. Greed has poisoned men's souls, has barricaded the world with hate, has goose-stepped us into misery and bloodshed. We have developed speed, but we have shut ourselves in. Machinery that gives abundance has left us in want. Our knowledge has made us cynical, our cleverness hard and unkind. We think too much and feel too little. More than machinery, we need humanity. More than cleverness, we need kindness and gentleness. Without these qualities, life will be violent and all will be lost. The aeroplane and the radio have brought us closer together. The very nature of these inventions cries out for the goodness in men, cries out for universal brotherhood, for the unity of us all. Even now, my voice is reaching millions throughout the world, millions of despairing men, women, and little children, victims of a system that makes men torture and imprison innocent people. To those who can hear me, I say, do not despair. The misery that is now upon us is but the passing of greed, the bitterness of men who fear the way of human progress. The hate of men will pass and dictators die, and the power they took from the people will return to the people. And so long as men die, liberty will never perish. Soldiers, don't give yourselves to brutes. Men who despise you, enslave you, who regiment your lives, tell you what to do, what to think, and what to feel, who drill you, diet you, treat you like cattle, use you as cannon fodder. Don't give yourselves to these unnatural men, machine men with machine minds and machine hearts. You are not machines. You are not cattle. You are men. You have the love of humanity in your hearts. You don't hate. Only the unloved hate, the unloved and the unnatural. Soldiers, don't fight for slavery, fight for liberty. In the 17th chapter of St. Luke it is written, the kingdom of God is within man, not one man nor a group of men, but in all men, in you. You, the people, have the power to create machines, the power to create happiness. You, the people, have the power to make this life free and beautiful, to make this life a wonderful adventure. Then in the name of democracy, let us use that power. Let us all unite. Let us fight for a new world, a decent world, that will give men a chance to work, that will give youth a future and old age a security. By the promise of these things, brutes have risen to power, but they lie. They do not fulfill that promise. They never will. Dictators free themselves, but they enslave the people. Now let us fight to fulfill that promise. Let us fight to free the world, to do away with national barriers, to do away with greed, with hate and intolerance. Let us fight for a world of reason, a world where science and progress will lead to all men's happiness. Soldiers, in the name of democracy, let us all unite!
In the name of democracy, in the name of the Lord, let us all unite, let us all unite. You know, one parting thought, though. At first, I was like, oh, God, what are you saying? What are you doing? You know, how is this happening? She was fighting so hard to hang in there. But then I considered it was Rosh Hashanah. And then I thought about it. And I said, you know, the people who really care about immigration and our situation, immigration, and that we're at the edge of taking DACA away and deporting a million people who have grown up here and served here and worked here and paid taxes here, maybe that'll inspire people to go out and make their voices heard. Those who really care about the strides that we have made towards making women whole and equal in this nation, maybe the threat of turning the clock back on all of that for their wives, their daughters, their nieces, their neighbors, their granddaughters. Maybe that will inspire them to go out and make their voices count. Those who are concerned about workers' rights and rolling back the rights of workers and health protections and wages and just fairness and treatment, maybe that'll inspire them to go out and make their voices count. You know, maybe those who care about the environment and, you know, like, you know, I like some of the things that he has done, the one in there right now. I like some of those things that I'm willing to take a risk, but now they're not going to risk that. They're going to go out and make their voices count. And I just could see the wisdom of God. So it's up to us now to make our voices count. I'm trying to make my voice count here at WGXC. Are you with me? Are you with me? Well, beloved, hallelujah. We are going to hear another song. I think we're going to hear another song right about now before we get ready to get out. I want to just say happy National Women's Friendship Day. I love my sister friends. I'm so blessed by them. And it's National Women's Friendship Day. So say hi to a friend. It's Wife Appreciation Day, guys. Show your wife some appreciation. Randall's like, who knew? Show your wife some appreciation today, dudes. Amen. Tomorrow is my birthday. And it's also International Peace Day. It's also Miniature Golf Day and World Gratitude Day. And of course, on Tuesday, it will be the first day of autumn. I don't like to say the first day of fall because, you know, I ain't into fall and I done fell enough in my life. Amen. It's time to be up and stay up. Amen. But it is the first day of autumn. So here we have a song for you. And it's coming right at you right now.
Green!
Yes, he will work it out. Waiting on God to work some things out for me. If you waiting on God to work some things out for you too, well, we're going to wait and we're going to praise him and we're going to sing him and keep on singing together. Am I right about it? As I said, tomorrow is my birthday. I give shout out to my mama who pushed me out. And today is my brother's birthday. So I want to shout out to Mr. Edward Keith. And I guess they call us Chinese twins. We're a year and a day apart. Anyway, I'm celebrating with the fam today and tomorrow. Last night, we're just having a blast. I hope that you will continue to have a good day, a good week in this wacky world. But remember, God won't leave us or forsake us, and he will get us through. You know, Earth, Wind, and Fire, they wrote a song. I think it was for me. But I'm going to let it play for you, too. We're going to go out with Earth, Wind, and Fire. Do you remember the 21st of September? Till we speak again, remember never to forget. No matter how dark the cloud, how great a day, the sun is still shining. There is a bright side somewhere. Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist. I'm out. Peace.